It's Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, Dr. Michelle Eller, back in studio this week. Dr. Eller, good morning.
Good morning.
We are talking today about some standards in place, some benchmarks on how you measure student success. And you have two very special guests in studio today, elementary program specialist, Dr. Jacqueline Rivers, and secondary program specialist, Mr. Chad Littleton, both in studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good to have you both. So Dr. Eller, where do we begin with this? Because when we were talking about this off air for just a moment ago, you were talking about something that I was familiar with back when I was a student, when I was a kid, about the accelerated reader and the STAR program.
Right.
And this is one of those things that you're saying that is going to be, you're moving away from this. Explain why and where these standards come into play and why the Sylacauga City School System is doing this.
So this year, we received a guidance that there's another program out there already that's a little more closely aligned to what our students will see on the ACAP, namely the math portion. And so we made the choice. You know, our Dr. Rivers looked at it, our teachers looked at it, our instructional coaches looked at it, and made the choice to move our elementary into using iReady benchmark assessments for both reading and math this year. And so middle school had also used the STAR math and STAR reading. We made a choice there to also move to pathways to proficiency. And that's a local decision. You know, the State Department requires that we do assessments for elementary, but we choose to do benchmark assessments for middle school and high school as well, because you have to inspect what you expect.
Sure.
I'm a firm believer in that. And so it helps us glean where the students are, the areas that we need to improve on. Before that big state assessment comes in the spring, we already have a good idea of what we need to work on during that school year. Mm-hmm. And it monitors throughout. So we give these three times a year. The high school is still using the same assessment that we've been using, which is CERT. And our stakeholders may remember me having Ms. Hubbard in, who's our secondary instructional coach, to talk about that previously and what that looks like at the high school level.
So when this comes to the elementary level, I mean, obviously, you know, it's something that you said you, or I guess a lot of other schools implemented the elementary level, but there isn't quite one at the middle school and secondary level.
Correct.
So you're doing this in the school system, system-wide.
Correct.
All the way up. So when it comes into the elementary side of things, what can students and parents both expect to be different as we move into this new year?
Sure. So iReady is still an online program that's available for our students and teachers, just like the STAR program was. This program is going to help our teachers to plan instruction. So the students will take three diagnostic tests a year. They just completed the first one last week. Based on those tests.
At the beginning of the year.
At the beginning of the
totally
year.
Totally fresh out of summer.
Yes. Correct.
For a reason.
For a reason.
Just to, I guess, for retention purposes, so to measure what you learned last year?
Correct. So we can see where students are at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Based on those assessment results, the teachers will use that data to plan instruction. So they'll plan their small groups, they'll plan their whole group lessons, they'll plan individual lessons for students based on the needs that they have from this diagnostic.
Okay.
They will take the test again in the winter, December, January, and then again at the end of the year. And we hope to see growth. We expect to see growth in the students across the school year. The neat part about iReady is that the questions are, they adjust based on the students' responses. So if students are answering questions correctly, the questions become a little bit more difficult.
Oh, okay.
To push them.
In real time?
In real time.
Okay, that's fascinating.
If they are struggling answering some questions, if they're too hard, then it bumps them down a little bit to give them a little, couple questions they can feel comfortable with, and then it will go back to pushing them. So it's adaptive as they are taking the test.
Wow.
Which is very beneficial for the teachers to see that as well. Once they have that information, the program iReady has an online platform that the students can participate in called My Path. Based on the results of the assessment, then the program builds lessons and activities to meet the gaps, to try to close the gaps that the students may be missing. So if a student's in second grade, if they're still reading on a first grade level, where can they?
So is this tailored to each individual student?
Yes.
So help me here. I mean, this is kind of like a, you know, this is brand new. So this is help. Is this lesson that's being created based on the test that they're taking in real time? Is this something that the teacher then gets to adapt to the student? How is it implemented, I guess, in their learning after they take the test?
So this is something that not only they can do at school, but this is something they have access to do outside of school.
Okay.
You know, we have a lot of parents who want to help their students or not really sure how to help their students. Well, by building a pathway of lessons that's already there, they just have to provide the opportunity and time for these students to work on those lessons.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
So for the program builds in the lessons and activities based on where the students scored. The teachers can also provide additional lessons and activities to push them. So they can, for the students who are achieving higher than where they need to be, the teachers can give them higher activities, maybe a different grade level activity to push them to be successful even more. For the students that are missing those strategies and skills, then they can go back and repeat them. While the students are doing that on the computer, the teachers can still pull the students based on those results and give them one-on-one instruction or to give them small group instruction just to fill in those gaps where the students may be missing something. It's supposed to help catch up. If you didn't master it in the
sure.
previous grade, then it helps you master it.
So this is something that has not been implemented. I mean, it's been implemented. You're starting it now, but you've never seen the results of this before. I mean, this is brand new.
So this is the first time we're using iReady. Our teachers already were doing this on their own.
Right.
But now we have an additional resource to help.
What's the response so far?
Teachers love it.
Yeah.
We're seeing good scores so far. As soon as the diagnostic was completed last week, the kids were ready to get into it. They were ready to do the activities. It's game-based, so you answer so many questions, and then
sure.
you get to play a game. And it's
what isn't for kids, right?
Automatic.
I wish I had that as an adult.
Who doesn't like to play a game?
Right. I know, right? Yeah.
And we only ask for 20 minutes a day. We don't want them on the computer
sure,
the whole day
sure.
to take away from that instruction. So for just 20 minutes a day,
yeah.
we're hoping to see great growth for this.
So, Chad, let's talk about this at the secondary level. So that's middle school and high school at that point? Is that falls under your purview?
Yes. As Dr. Eller said, at the high school, as I think she and Ms. Hubbard shared last year, we use CERT. It's directly aligned with ACT. We've made a change for the last several years. The middle school has also used STAR, but we've moved away from that. With elementary changing, we kind of reflected on what we might need to do and looking at the data and what the needs and the best opportunity for growth. And we decided to go with something that is a little more standards-based, whereas, as Dr. Rivers described with iReady, while for our platform for all students, we're using Pathways to Proficiency, and the way it works is students will take it in their math and English classes at the end of the first, second, and third 9 weeks based on the standards that are covered those 9 weeks. With the intention with all standards being covered by the end of the third 9 weeks, and that's also right before ACAP state assessment. And there's other tools with it. You can, similar to the iReady, there's a Pathfinder platform within the program where it will identify the standards that students are struggling with. There are different tools for lessons based on the standards too that teachers can use with instruction and as formative assessments throughout the 9 weeks. And the Pathfinder tool can put students kind of on an individual path in smaller lessons and practice based on what the data shows. We also use iReady for students. We also use iReady for students that need some more intensive intervention. But we are, at this point, going into this year, we've used ACAP data, previous STAR data, to identify those students that might need to go ahead and be placed on iReady. And then we are using Pathways to Proficiency as our standards-based assessment at the end of the first, second, and third 9 weeks. And it's not only math, I think I failed to say, it's math, ELA, and another reason we decided to go with it is it also provides an assessment for science, grade 6 and 8, that are also state tested that we've not had an assessment like this in place for.
So these elements that we're looking at with iReady here, are these things that are, you already had funding, I mean, kind of lack for better words here, for the STAR type things, is this also something that you get funding for from the state, or is this, I guess since you replaced it, is this kind of a wash? How does this work?
We get funding for what they mandate.
Okay.
So we get funding for just the benchmark piece for elementary. That's it.
Okay.
We choose to fund the other options and the other grades.
So you're really seeing this as a huge investment, obviously, in your students, to take it from the earliest to the latest with the students. Now, because you have switched, obviously there's going to be different people, you know, different students at different levels. Is that going, how do you project that test taking and those benchmarks to move as the students get older? Is there a metric for that?
One thing I would say, something that comes to mind as you ask that question, is we tend to find, you know, our students are on all kinds of online applications now, and we also thought of it as an opportunity. You know, you referred to your time being on STAR as a student. We find that students kind of get tired of the same thing over and over again, whereas
they learn how to master it.
Yes,
sure.
And it's like, oh, we're doing this again. So by having iReady elementary, Pathways to Proficiency at the middle school, CERT at the high school, I think that helps with that. Also, we've seen growth in our elementary. And one of the reasons we went from a more adaptive platform where the platform test where the students are at the middle school level, trying to be a little bit more similar to high school as CERT aligns with ACT, Pathways to Proficiency aligns with ACAP and the state standards that are being covered. And so we have fewer students that need the most intensive interventions, especially in reading. So now right off the bat, you know, whereas a student that might be just a little bit behind grade level, if they're on iReady, it may be hard to bump them up to see how they can do on the current grade level standard.
Sure.
And so with Pathways to Proficiency, we'll be able to do that. And I think that's where we're going to see our growth. Getting back to your question, I think from the secondary level, as we've seen the growth in elementary, what we're putting in place is intended to get those students. And we've got a big group of students that even when they don't meet proficiency, they have a good chance of us being able to get them to proficiency. And I think our current approach is going to be the way we plan to do that.
Well, I was going to say, we've seen the benefit of doing that with the CERT test at the high school. It's very much aligned to ACT. It's retired ACT tests that are given. And so by challenging our students at that level, you can just look at our ACT wall and see not only the students that have benchmarked on the ACT now, but the students that have scored over, you know, 25, we've got some 30s. So it's exciting to see. So I think we're going to see that same thing at the middle school level. And as Mr. Littleton mentioned, we're not having to go back and do as much remediation at the middle school level because we have done such a focus on what we call in the education world, that tier one instruction at the elementary level, to ensure that they're not leaving our elementary schools without being equipped in reading and math.
That's props to you on putting it in at the beginning and carrying it out, even though that, you know, that may be sounding like money out of your pocket. It's an investment back into the students for sure. That's huge to be able to take that. That's something to hang your hat on for sure.
Yeah.
Mr. Littleton, Dr. Rivers, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here. And, of course, Dr. Eller. And we can't go without saying that last night was a great success, right?
Yes. We meet love, the teams. Yes.
And the ribbon cutting for the Aggie Performance Center. Great time.
Yes. We love to see the community out at our events. And that's what we're for. We want to be a family-oriented community school.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thankful to everybody who came out, and good luck to all the teams this season on what they are looking to accomplish. And of course, you know, in the new, the Aggie Performance Center, it's going to be fantastic to see that getting used for so many great purposes. So congratulations to all those teams. Thank you all for being here, of course, and we'll see you next week. Go Aggies.
Yes, go Aggies.